At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
A three-run home run for Buffington. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2.
Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Tech and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts, safe.
What can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddy.
Welcome to Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports, episode 206. Together again in person.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, John, it's so great, John. Yeah, I'm so excited to be with you.
It's nice to be in person, though, Brian, and not staring through the digital world and looking at your stuff on your ceiling and all that.
My insulation in the basement. Yes, he's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. We're at a very precarious point in the season for both teams. Here's the rundown. We're going to talk about the Yankees and Sox leading into the trade deadline. We're going to talk a couple stories related to D. Gordon and Lucas Giolito. And then we will end with the Hall of Fame induction this weekend with C.C. Sabathia and Ichiro headlining it. Let's start. I mean, I think you sort of have to start with the Yankees because expectations were exponentially higher for the team. At one point, they were close to double-digit games in first place. And here we find ourselves in late July. Not only are the Yankees in second place in the AL East,
clinging to a wild card.
They're only, two games clear of the wild card. That's bananas.
Yeah, they've literally fallen off the face, right? Like, it's crazy because, like, a year ago, I looked this up, episode 160.5 was a year ago.
Because we did two that week or
and
something?
When we do, like, a half episode, it's for a reason, right? And that episode was me literally walking in the woods, hiking with my dogs, ranting about the Yankees hitting rock bottom. So the good news is for Yankees fans, they wound up winning the AL East that year and obviously going to the World Series last year, and then the rest is history. But this year is different because they don't have a Juan Soto Aaron Judge combo this year. They got an Aaron
not yet, but
they got an Aaron Judge combo with, I guess you could say, Cody Bellinger. I mean, he's having a career season except for maybe his time he won the MVP, but Jesus, the rest of the team is an absolute disaster. I mean, I don't care any way you slice it. Oh my God, it's garbage. It's
so
literally garbage.
I have a couple of questions because they traded for Soto, obviously.
Yep.
And so they could still trade for somebody. I don't know anyone even close to that is going to be available. I think it's an overpay for fair talent market. But I mean, I guess I want to take a step back because I'm curious. I mean, the whole team's basically Aaron Judge. And is there anybody there, and I always go back to Stanton, but maybe I should stop going back to Stanton. Is there anybody there who could get better, who could play better, who could hit better, whether it's Volpe, Goldschmidt, Dominguez, Rice, Stanton?
Well, I mean, you just – other than Aaron Judge and Cody Bellinger, I would say everybody on that team can play better. I mean, if you point to any one player on that team other than those two, you could find a part of their game that they can do better at. Obviously,
but somebody can Stanton be a threat again?
Yes, Stanton can be a threat, but the problem is Stanton's not going to play every day. And the other problem is when Stanton's on your team's not as dynamic. Right. But he's not going anywhere. So he is going to play and he hopefully stays healthy and hopefully make the postseason so he can play every game. But when you look at the Yankees and you ask if people can get better,
not get better, play better.
Play better. They're Major League Baseball players. I'm going to point to one specific play. And it's nothing anybody's even talked about. Yeah, they're all focused on Anthony Volpe and his terrible defense and the fact that they only hit home runs to score runs. You can beat that as long as you want. Right. I'm going to point to the first game of the series against Toronto. I believe it was Scherzer, right? They face Scherzer. They lead off the game. Grisham gets a single. Grisham walks, is on first base. Bellinger comes up, hits a hard ball, like kind of right center field gap. Grisham rounds second, goes into third. Like, I'm going to third no matter what. It's just happening, right? I'm going to just jog into third base and accept the fact that he's hitting a double and I'm getting into third. Well, the problem is behind him in the play, the throw's coming in and it's going over the second baseman's head, the cutoff man's head, and it's dribbling into the infield where the pitcher's just kind of whatever. And what's Grisham doing?
He's not going home.
Jogging into third base, assuming that that's what the play is going to be, right? Look around the league. Bryce Harper, 11 years in the league. What did he do just the other day? Stole home on the Red Sox, right? Now, say whatever you want about that play in the interference. He still stole home. What are the Yankees doing?
Well,
what are they doing?
On top of the play, 2 weeks ago with the guy tagged up and got thrown out?
It's just absolute garbage. You can never assume what's happening in Major League Baseball. And as soon as you do that in the game in general, it just kills you. And that stuff creeps up and it creeps up and it creeps up. It's like Anthony Volpe's errors. What is that doing? It's into his hitting now. And it's into his head, and it's in New York. And you can say whatever you want, Aaron Boone, and you can protect him whatever you want, but there is no way in hell that that is not affecting his play on the field.
Well, I mean, what about Boone? Because, I mean, we talk about him potentially getting fired every year, and then they make a run, and they make the playoffs. But he got really defensive in the last week.
Very defensive.
I mean, he went on John Boy and was cussing.
His job, right? It's his job to defend the players. And he is right to some extent. Everybody plays the game differently. But the difference is when you say that and you look around the league, everybody's playing the game differently than you. And they're playing it better than you. And they're playing it faster than you. And they're playing it more aggressive than you. And that is why you are losing. Not just to the Blue Jays. To the A's, to the Rockies. That is why you are losing to mediocre and bad teams at the same time. And you have the Phillies to start up on a Friday.
Would you have taken Josh Naylor?
Well, I don't think Josh Naylor fits with the Yankees.
Okay.
His personality. Does Eugenio Suarez fit with the Yankees? Yes, 30-something home runs fit with the Yankees and his low strikeout rate this year, but his career numbers don't. But yes, he's on an absolute heater, and if the Yankees are going to get him, they are going to overpay. And the problem is, Brian, it's not just Eugenio Suarez. It's Eugenio Suarez. It's a pitcher. It's two people in the bullpen. It's four or five players. That's not out there. And what you got to offer, and oh, I'm not going to get rid of Spencer Jones. We're not going to get rid of Cam Schlittler. Well, good luck with that. Good luck with that.
You're going to have to overpay to get mediocre talent.
Good
luck. I mean, that's what everyone says in this trade market. And I don't know, but you look at the names on the roster for the Yankees, and you're like, they should be able to figure out even on their own, to be honest. And I don't have much faith in a Ben Rice. I like him as a kid, you know what I mean? But I mean, he doesn't
Us, though, right? We should have lost all three games to the
Blue Jays. I get it. But like Goldschmidt, even though he's old, he feel like he's got to do something. You feel like Stanton has to get hot at some point.
And they'll walk Judge if they need to. The Blue Jays did it. I mean, they've walked him like 11 times or something like that, times since.
So are you in, I guess, you know, because we are in late July and they're still – 2 full months plus, where if one is totally confident and 10 is totally panicked, right now, where are you?
Having not seen the deadline, right? I'm in the middle. I am not.
So you're not panicked. That's good.
The only reason I'm not super panicked is because what happened last season. But like I said, they don't have that yet.
Right.
And if they do have that, they're not allowing it to happen because they jiggle the goddamn lineup all the time. Bellinger's batting behind Judge, but then someone else is batting behind Judge. Rice is behind Judge, and this and that, and Judge is this, and he's walking here, and Jazz
is behind
Judge.
He's trying to figure out what works.
They've done the same lineup twice now, I think, in the last, 80 games.
I love it.
Trying to figure out what works.
So happy when John is angry. Oh my God, angry. Dude.
But it's frustrating because we said it before.
Come on, more
you
anger.
You expect. It's not anger. It's passion. It's passion. It's nothing that anyone else is not talking about. But like, how do you fix it? When you see what's in front of you, right?
Fire Boone.
And the options. You can't fire Boone now. That's not going to happen, right? Right? Boone didn't put the team together. Your options are so thin with what you have to offer. I said it before. I said it again. The Red Sox had the minor league system to do what they needed to do. They still have the minor league system kind of to do what they needed to do, but they did it. The Yankees didn't do any of that. They got Jazz Chisholm. And they stole him from the Marlins, right? Yep. But since then, everything has been a bust for them in the free agent market.
John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. This is episode 206 of Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. Let's segue that, take a breath, and talk about the Red Sox, because you talk about looking to last year makes you less concerned. Looking to what's happened in the last week with the Red Sox and looking to your recent history makes me more concerned, right? I mean, they come out of the All-Star break. They've lost 4 of 6, and now they get the Dodgers at home. And say they, if they don't win the series, say it becomes, you know, I don't know, 6 of 9. Then you go into the trade deadline, and there's all this chatter out of Boston that now they're not going to do something big, and they don't want to trade the prospects, and they're operating like a mid-market team, and blah, 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 blah. Same old crap. No, but it's true.
It is. You're right.
It's true. And so, you know, for any fan, like, I hope that they win 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers, even sweep them, which I don't think they'll do. But I hope they win the series and even win the first game with Minnesota or whatever before the deadline. So they I don't want to give management a reason not to be buyers, right? So I want
What's the threshold for you? How many games?
They got to win this.
No, how many games out of the wild card? Way? Because they're in the wild card now.
Right.
Like well, they got the.
But that's my point. If they win, I want to force the team that if they don't buy, then they can be really skewered. And the only way to do that is not to be
in the position.
They have to be in the wild card. Right. They have to be in
holding it.
Yes, they can't be. Because if they're out of it, then they can say blah, blah, blah.
But some
would
say that's crazy talk because, I mean, if you own a Major League Baseball team, you watch it, like you know how quick it can swing.
They talk about that Atlanta team that won the World Series and how the trade deadline, they completely transformed the team. And they've talked, the people who I listen to all the time, they talk about years past, teams that weren't even in it per se that made deals to go after it and it worked. I'm not even talking about that. I'm being very clear. The only way that it works for me is for them to actually be in a playoff spot, because then if the team doesn't buy, then
it's on management.
You know, and the team is flawed. The players are flawed. I think the manager doesn't coach the team. When I say he manages the team, but he doesn't coach the team. What do I mean by that? I think that he manages these young kids, these older kids, and he tries to make everybody happy. He doesn't coach them because they suck at fundamentals. You know, like the fact that like we used to chatter so much. You remember baseball, one down, two down, two down, three. You constantly remind your teammates at all times what the situation is.
Right.
At least that's the way I was taught baseball as a kid. And I hated it sometimes. I hated having to freaking talk all the time.
Yeah.
But you know what it does? It protects you from not knowing what's going on.
Yeah.
And even I remember in the outfield and Babe Ruth would be like, hit to you, you go to third, you know, home, you know, in the infield, we're like, you're the cutoff. Like, we would still remind each other what our freaking role was.
Yeah.
So you don't screw it up.
It's a chess match. Baseball.
But
is
they
a chess
screw
match.
It. The point is, the Red Sox screw it up all the time.
Yeah, so the
there's
Yankees.
All these stories about them not knowing counts, not knowing outs, throwing to the wrong base.
Which is inexcusable because it's posted all around the stadium.
It's just so dumb. So
outs and counts are everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere. Although they, with advertising and now with speed of pitches and other things, it's harder to
get
find.
A little busy looking.
It's harder to find
I know.
Than it used to be. But my
I go in there and I'm like, "Where's the speed pitch?"
I locate it right away because I got to do it right away
to
know where
though.
To look.
You yes, search.
And so for me, like to answer the question, where do they need to be for me to feel good about? They have to be where they are right now or better. That means they have to win 2 or 3 against the Dodgers, and then how great would it be if Joe Ryan there's pitching against the Sox, yeah. and you can just switch locker rooms or whatever. And are they going to have to overpay? They are absolutely going to overpay. Do I think they actually need to overpay this year to get the casual fan back? I think they do. I really believe that with the money we know that they make and the way the culture is, the message they send, if they're in a wild card and aren't net buyers, there's nothing to talk about. Yeah, you know right. what's going on.
You're 100% right, because they had the they have the talent and they have the excitement. I mean, it's there. I'm in the city. The team's exciting. I mean,
there are good players to watch. There's people, even the veterans, like even Trevor Story is kind of a snoozer.
And Bregman's back.
And I mean, another thing I like to sort of collate or aggregate for the listener of this podcast, what I hear every day, because I'm in the car all the time. And, you know, Bregman, I guess, asked to get in. He was supposed to be off the whole day and he asked to get in. And that's the kind of crap you want, you know, and that's what leads people to like you. And so, I don't know if they have to give up a Duran. I'm hopeful that they can give up somebody who's not on the major league club. Right? Yeah. I don't want to have a net neutral addition to the major league roster. I want adding to the major league roster, and so that's sort of how I feel. So I'm not a fan of trading current roster players to upgrade. I am a believer that you develop talent to trade talent and to play talent, and so. Right now, they're developing more talent than they're trading, and I think that's a problem. He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. This is Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. Let's rip through a couple stories you brought to my attention. One is, and I don't you give the context of what D. Gordon said.
So he was on like a podcast, and they were talking about his 2015 season. And D. Gordon,
ten years ago, isn't that crazy?
D. Gordon is a baseball family. You know, his son, he's the son of Tom Gordon,
Flash Gordon,
former Yankee, former Red Sox, you know, lifetime great, great baseball player. His brother, Nick Gordon, played up recently last season. I think he's in the minors this year. Anyways, he's on a podcast and he's talking about the 2015 season. And he's saying how Major League Baseball told him not to win the batting championship because Bryce Harper was going. He didn't say Bryce Harper's name. He didn't name him, but he, you know, you could figure it out. He said Bryce Harper was going for the Triple Crown that season, and if he won the batting title, that obviously he wouldn't get it, Bryce Harper. So he said that Major League Baseball told him not to win. Now, that being said, he goes out and he plays the last game of the season. He goes 3-for-4 and he wins the batting title, right? And ironically, out of nowhere, in the next season, he's suspended for steroids. And he says right on the podcast, he's like, do I look like I take steroids? Now, we all know the whole steroid thing, how it's been. It was very blurry to begin with, the whole testing and what people, you know, the ringworm with Tatis and all these different stanzazoles and blazazoles and all that and supplements. But if you're a Major League Baseball player and you should know, right? There should be a protocol, at least through your agency or whatever, that whatever's going in your body. So obviously there was something that went into his body that triggered it. So was he taking it knowingly or
whatever? I mean, if he was totally innocent and it was a false positive, he would have sued.
Exactly.
So like I'm not buying that.
Right.
So in terms of the like, and again, it's very Trumpian to be told something without being told something. Like, you know, Trump never gives, there's no paper trail for any orders he gives to do anything.
Right.
Because he just lets people know what he wants and they figure it out and they do it. And so maybe there was some sort of indirect. I mean, I can see people being like, you don't want to, I mean, but when he says Major League Baseball, right, as if Manfred or whoever was, I don't know if
was Hank standing around the corner when he walked down the tunnel. Kid.
No way.
No, there's no way that happened. But I mean, could there have been rumors and rumblings or something that said, well, God, this would be great if Bryce Harper won the Triple Crown. It'd be great if D. Gordon didn't win the batting title. You know, and that could be construed or whatever. We don't know. But for him to say that and be in a baseball family who, as far as I know, is only the only taint on them is that.
Flash Gordon wasn't a nice guy, but okay.
But still, right? Yeah. Like, it's not like he's just a random player. He's a baseball family
guy.
Yeah.
Your point is that you think there's an integrity uphold, so he would be honest about it because of that? Is that your point? That's your point?
In a way, yes, but you never know nowadays. Who knows with people? I mean, you know, you could just be looking to be talked about.
But what would the range, when someone says Major League Baseball told me not to win the batting title, Major League, so that could be, you don't know what that actually is. Right. Like what I like to say was like, my follow-up question would be like, did an executive say it to you directly? Did somebody imply a hint? Did you get an email? Like, what was
there? No, there wasn't a follow-up.
Right. So what like a- was it? Because that's what I would want to know from him, because it's very ambiguous to say Major League Baseball asked me not to. I don't know. It could have been a consensus that he felt. I mean, it's very, very vague. Yeah. But it is interesting because I think the league, especially then, and I tend to think that the baseball as a professional sport is in a bit of trouble, and things like a player like Bryce Harper winning the Triple Crown would be great for the sport. So yeah. I do understand the concept of what is being done there. The other thing is Lucas Giolito of the Red Sox, it made the confession, I guess, and the MLB was in doing a temperature check with the team, like they rotate around the league, and he raised, I guess, in the closed door meeting or whatever, that his family's received death threats from sports bettors
and social media.
And this is not the first. This stuff is pretty. This has happened and happens in college now, to be honest with you. Somebody loses a lot of money and they get mad and they lose their temper and they make threats and so on and so forth. You know, Giolito's not an A-list guy. He's not had a particularly good season, but I believe it.
Yeah, I totally believe it because, you know, look at what we talked about with the betting, the pitch investigation into the pitcher, right? If you can bet on actual pitches and stuff, who's to say there's people not sitting around being like, Lucas Giolito is very mediocre. He's been okay, better recently, but maybe they're betting on a lot of pitches out of the zone. And next thing you know, this guy throws a good game. And then there's, you know, this fact that you can bet on everything now, and they're so easy to do, and everyone's got internet muscles, right? And they don't understand that, like, there's the ramifications of it. Yeah. Like, you know, next, it's not just Lucas Giolito getting barked at in the stadium. You suck. Next thing you know, it's his wife, or it's his girlfriend, or it's his cousin, or it's whoever, right, that's associated with him.
I'm curious, after that, let me ask you a question that wasn't, we didn't pre-interview on this. Do you know, because there were point shaving scandals when I was little. We obviously know about that guy who seemed to obviously was trying to figure out there was some sort of action on balls and strikes at some point. Do you think this somebody or people in baseball that are full blown blowing things for money?
I find it hard to believe now. No, because everything is so dissected. It's such under a microscope. Like if you talk back in the day, even like 15 years ago or 20 years ago when you watched games on television, it was much harder to pick things up. No, I don't think so. Could it be happening in the minor leagues? You know, that catcher, you know, that was basically doing it. I guess so, but
no, I mean, I'm just curious. I wonder if there's someone who's really taken a fall for something.
I mean, I think
maybe not. They make too much money. It's the what you
the
can
mediocre,
gain.
Mediocre guys, like the guys that took the steroids to get the extra home runs to stay an extra few years. I think there's dark horses in everything that you do, and I can never say no to that. But
it wasn't a leading question. I don't know that I think it either.
I find it hard to believe, yeah. given how hard it's scrutinized. But you know what? I mean, the fact that it's being talked about and that it's an issue for a player and a family and just in general, and I'm sure it's definitely not just Lucas Giolito. I'm sure it's all over the place.
I'm sure.
You know, and that's why these players try to live such private lives.
Yeah, and it ultimately, we'll move on, but ultimately this is another reason that the gap between player and fan widens and there's less interaction because of this.
I mean, look at what Jaron Duran does every night. I mean, that's almost like his shtick now that he's going out and he's meeting all the fans after the games, right? So if you know Jaron Duran's going to be out there every night meeting with people and you're some nut job Jaron Duran fan.
Yeah. Yeah. He's John Tenical. I'm Brian Shackman. We don't get that. We don't get autograph hounds outside of the studio. Episode 206 of Fan Base, a deep dive in the greatest rivalry in sports. We got the Hall of Fame induction. I don't know. Let's focus on CeCe Sabathia and Ichiro. My quick hot take. I love CeCe Sabathia. I remember being in a hotel room on my bachelor party when I went to Chicago and St. Louis for a baseball trip with a couple friends. We saw White Sox Cubs and we saw the Cardinals. And then we went to a fish show in Indiana. It was a good trip. And I remember being in a hotel room watching CeCe Sabathia. So this is when he was with Cleveland. And I remember he was getting squeezed on the it was one of the most fun hotel baseball watches I've ever had. He was getting squeezed. The strike zone was getting squeezed. And you could see him just visibly get pissed. you know, the cap's on sideways. And like my buddy and I was like, he's going to get tossed. He's going to get freaking tossed. And literally like a half, next inning, he gets tossed because he's so pissed because he's throwing strikes and they're calling him balls. And then, you know, he's had this career where I think he's only had one 20-win season. I believe that's
Yeah, he definitely, because he's one of the black aces, they call him. I think there's five or six black pitchers that have won 20 games in Major League history
really?
This season. Yeah, and I think he's one of them. I could be wrong with that overall number, but that's what they are called, the black aces.
Yeah, so but he only had one. He had longevity, of course. And, I mean, to me, Ichiro is like
a shoo-in.
I mean, it's guaranteed. A no-brainer. And I mean, like, he's one of the greatest baseball stories
ever.
CC's a
personality,
ever.
Right?
But
he's
does
a big teddy
bear. I mean, I've been in back and forth on this. I love CC, but is he a Hall of Fame pitcher? I don't think he is.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's like, you know, again, like you said, 20-game winner. He's, you know, the personality, the winning. He got a World Series with the Yankees.
I mean, he didn't win. I mean, his last, you know, what is it? His last, I don't know, 5 years, he only won double digits once. I don't know.
Yeah, but he's awesome. But,
I mean, he's in, so it doesn't matter. I mean, this conversation is kind of over. And what I did go back to is that 2008 season, when he got traded to Milwaukee, I really wish that they had won the World Series. They lost in the NLDS to Philly, and they won the World Series.
That's when he put the team on his back.
He went 11-2 with a 1.65 ERA.
And down the stretch, he pitched like every day.
It's unbelievable. He had 130 innings pitched in 17 starts. I mean, that's incredible. When you think about that kind of performance, so I know you like him because he's a Yankee,
and he has the story, you know, and everyone loves the story. He actually like walked away in like one of the best seasons he was having with the Yankees because he was having the alcohol issues.
Yeah,
you know, they were going for they made the postseason that year, and he just disappeared.
I think his wife is a hairdresser. You know, I worked at CNBC, which is in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, and I don't know if it was closer or nearby town, but he lived in Jersey.
Yeah,
he didn't live in Manhattan. And the word was the nicest guy, like could not be nicer. Now, the alcohol and stuff was there, too. You heard about that. But in terms of a human being and how he treated people, the word was he was super, super
And talk
nice.
About a transformation of like visibly, too. I mean, he looks completely different than when he played baseball. Yeah. He looks like he could play baseball now.
He looks healthier.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no doubt.
That's off
it.
To him. And then it was Dick Allen, Billy Wagner, who got in on, I believe, his final try.
What a joke.
And Big Dave Parker, you know, who just passed away. Yeah, the Cobra, which is, you know, unfortunate. You know, at least he knew before he passed away that he was going into the Hall of Fame. But, you know, obviously, I'm sure he would have loved to stand up.
Is CeCe going in with a Yankee cap?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 You know, he got the World Series with the Yankees. And
That was the thing. You go to, did Clemens ever end up getting a World Series? With the Yankees, did he?
Was it 2000? Was he with the Yankees, I think? I don't know. Well, screw Clemens. Speaking of the Rogers Center and getting his shots in the ass from McNamee.
That stuff was so good.
Remember those, man? Those stories was like, and that was pre like internet. So you like had like, you weren't getting that info on your phone. You had to like every day, like if you got up and logged in.
That's when reporters really, really
like,
mattered.
We're digging and you just want to know like, you know, I misremembered. And then the next thing you know, Pettit's involved and there's shots here. And then, oh, that was the saga, man.
So when was it now? The Yankees... When they won in 2009,
yep.
So before that, when was the last one?
2001.
Okay, so he did get one.
No, not one. 2000. They lost in 2001 to the Diamondbacks.
So he got one.
Yeah,
he got one. Anything else on your mind?
Oh God, no. I just, you know, it's going to be insanely interesting because as we speak today, today's what, the 25th. So we hopefully we'll talk right before the deadline. Hopefully.
Yeah.
After this weekend
Certainly
series.
After it.
Oh, I'm going to Yankee Stadium on Sunday. I will be in Yankee Stadium against the final game against the Phillies. I'll be seeing our friend Bobby Dickerson. I'll be down on the field. Hopefully, I'll be on the field. I don't know if they'll be doing batting practice and stuff because it's an earlier game, but I'll report back, hopefully have some stories, and hopefully the Yankees aren't going to be getting swept or whatever. But, you know, Red Sox got the Dodgers, Yankees got the Phillies. I mean, look at, you can't have a more hard matchup.
Phillies are fun to watch, though, between, you know, the Schwarber and Harper with the long ball. I just think they're a fun team
to watch. They're a great team. They're a really good team. And like you said, they will always have to try to do what they need to do, right? They usually always do. They find someone. It might not be flashy, but they find it.
They try to win every
year.
They try to win every year. That's the Yankees are like that, but that's the difference with the Red Sox. All right, you've been listening to Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports.
Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.